Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Cinephile, you're listening to and watching our daily report from the 2021 Rome Film Festival. This is Fred Film Radio. We are also media partners of Alice nella Città. We are at Casa Alice, so let's get ready to rumble.
Come ti chiami?
Io mi chiamo Matt Micucci. Matt Micucci.
Max Mitu. Meraviglioso.
Grazie mille.
Ci sei un grande.
Ladies and gentlemen, please switch off your mobile phones. We are ready to begin our daily report a little earlier than usual, especially for the last few days where we've kind of been the thing that wrapped up all of our live broadcasts here from Casa Alice. We are Fred from Radio. I am Matt Micucci, and this is our daily report in the English language on everything or almost everything or maybe a couple of things that have been happening recently at the Rome Film Fest 2021 edition and, of course, the parallel and independent section of the festival. Alice nella Città, particularly dedicated to a younger audience, although I've got a film right here that I'm going to be talking about that is kind of goes against all that. With me, as usual, the great Pierca behind the controls. Pierca, tell us a few words. How are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing fine in my last day.
All right. This is your last day.
This is my last day.
So all of the nice special effects and songs and all of the really fun stuff that's been happening here at the show is over today. Fred. So go crazy for this show, okay, Pierca? Anytime you feel like it suits, give us your best shot. So let's try it. Of course, we've got a live audience here. We've got our live audience in the studio. How's everybody doing? Good, good, good. Look under your seats, folks. What have we got under your seats? It's tickets to Belfast, the first film that we're talking about. By the way, we've also got Federica here in the studio, our social media manager, and Angelo in the corner. Angelo is one of our leading reporters. He says hi, but we are all busy. Angelo's actually researching for an interview that you'll probably be hearing or seeing soon. In fact, stay tuned on this very Facebook page that you're watching this daily report from, because you might know by now, we've got loads of stuff happening here on this very page throughout the day. So watch out, watch this space, and let's go. All right, so the first film that I'm going to be talking about is one of the films that I guess has been talked about the most from this year's Rome Film Fest, because it's by a major filmmaker, Kenneth Branagh. It's titled Belfast, and it's one of the special events of the festival. Let me just go through the synopsis real quick. It's described as a semi-autobiographical film about a young boy and his working-class family experiencing the tumultuous late 60s in Northern Ireland, and of course, it's probably going to entail a lot of talk about the troubles in Northern Ireland and all of the hostilities that happened there. I'm looking forward to seeing this film. It looks quite delightful because it's got great black and white photography, and it stars Dame Judi Dench. Oh wait, it stars Dame Judi Dench. Judi Dench. Oh wait, Dame Judi Dench. Anyways, folks, that's the first film of the day, and I can't really evaluate it because I haven't seen it. I'm looking forward to seeing it, though. These next two films I have seen, and I can evaluate them, so forgive me in advance if I advise against or for them, in your opinion, not rightly. But the first film is from the official selection, and if you like football like me, I love football. If you like football like me, you're probably watching the Champions League last night. But I'm quite happy with the results, at least as far as my team is concerned. But anyways, there's a film that's in the official selection that's about one of the most iconic footballers of all time. Wouldn't you say so, Pierre, that Zlatan Ibrahimovic is one heck of an iconic figure and footballer of our times?
What I can say about Zlatan?
Yes.
I can say that it's loved by a lot of people, but not a lot. Not everybody.
He's loved and hated.
Yeah.
He is iconic, though. Yeah. He's one of the most iconic and charismatic footballers of our time. And he's getting his very own biographical fictional film at this year's Rome Film Festival. It's called I Am Zlatan, and it's by Jen Sjögren. Jeez. I actually just interviewed him, and yeah, these names are really tough to pronounce sometimes, and you'll actually be seeing the video interview on our YouTube channel, so check out our YouTube channel as well. What can I tell you? Well, this film, really, I don't even need to read the synopsis. It's basically about Zlatan Ibrahimovic from age 11 to age 17 when he is in Ajax, and he's just about to hit big. Although, to be honest, now that I think of it, Ajax doesn't really come across as a huge team in this film. I don't think they're depicted very favorably, because it seems like all he wants to do is just leave Ajax. I think Ajax is a huge team. They've won a lot of stuff, Champions Leagues, and they continue to kick ass to this day. They had a big victory last night in the Champions League. But anyways, listen, this is the story, and he's just about to hit big and join Juventus. So doesn't get much bigger than that, folks. Yeah, it's basically his early part of his career, his formative years, so to speak, when he joins the youth academy at Malmo, one of the big teams in Sweden, and goes through all, you know, the hardships that he experiences growing up as kind of like, you know, a lower class Balkan immigrant, immigrant from the Balkans in Sweden, first generation child. I don't know, first generation, second generation of Balkan immigrants. And for him, football is really a way out of a situation. And there's really one small scene that I can maybe point out where you can really understand that the director kind of wants that to come across as far as this picture is concerned, is that he is still kind of wondering what sport to pick, because he knows that he wants to play a sport, but he doesn't know which one exactly. And in a tiny moment that maybe many people will miss, he mentions that he would like to actually play ice hockey. But the thing is that he doesn't have the money to buy a hockey stick or any of the gear. And so with football, well, all you have to do is just have a football, you know, a ball. So that's really for people from an even lower class, or at least it was. I'm not so sure nowadays, especially not in Italy. You're seeing a lot of second generation footballers, but that's another story. As far as this type of pictures goes, which I'm not a big fan of at all, because I don't particularly like biographical fictional films. They tend to be all the same. But as far as these coming of age slash you know, biographical movies go, it's not that bad. And if you like football, and you know, if you're a fan of Zlatan Ibrahimovic and you are looking to see a film that's definitely paints him in a favorable way, check it out, and you might have a good time. I probably wouldn't have included it in the official competition or the official selection, but whatever. Anyways, the third and last film that I'm going to pick, that I'm going to be talking about, is one from Alice nella Città, and I have no idea. Maybe I don't understand this section, because I thought that this was a section particularly dedicated to a younger audience. We see kids hanging around here at Casa Alice all the time. But I cannot emphasize this enough. Don't take your child to watch Lamb. It's the scariest film I've seen in... the most disturbing film I've seen in recent memory, and it's pretty tough to get through it. Let me just go over the synopsis a little bit. Pierre, see if this is something that you would be interested in, all right? A childless couple, Maria and Ingvar, discover a mysterious newborn on their farm in Iceland. The unexpected prospect of family life brings them much joy before ultimately destroying them. I guess you don't really understand what this mysterious newborn is. But if you were listening to me talking about it with Angelo earlier, were you listening? Did you hear me out?
Yeah.
What did you think of what I said without giving too much away? Is this something that would interest you?
The film, the picture of Lamb?
Yeah.
I think, yes, you said that it's scary, but...
Does it sound disturbing to you?
Relating of what you said, I think, in my opinion, not.
No.
No.
You're a heartless man.
But yeah, I have to see the movie.
Right. Yeah, you have to see the movie.
And say if you're right.
Maybe this is more of a picture for someone like you, because you've got tendencies of a serial killer, right? I mean, how many people have you killed recently? Be honest.
In the last 7 days, nobody.
Oh, good, okay. Good. You're improving. Anyways, Pierre, Pierca, that's P-I-E-R-K-A. RKA on all social media, so check that out. He's got some great tunes, some great music for you folks that like that sort of things. Who doesn't like music? That's a ridiculous thing to say. But yeah, maybe you know, so Pierka would be interested in watching a film like this. I personally am not. I am freaking disgusted with this film. It's totally disturbed me. I was in total anguish watching it, because also I'm a vegetarian and I love animals, but that doesn't help. So visually, it disturbed me. I understand the metaphor. I understand everything. I understand the observation on motherhood, on parenthood, on childless couples, on animal stuff. Listen, I understand all that. I've got a freaking BA in film studies, and I'm working on my MA in film studies. Okay, I've read all that stuff. But for goodness sakes, I mean, I was tough. It was a tough movie to get through. If you like weird things, this is up your alley. So I don't even know whether I can say it's good or bad. I think it's definitely an interesting film that you need to check out. On the internet, I've seen very favorable reviews about it. Noomi Rapace stars, who is a beautiful lady. She's a gorgeous woman. And yeah, she's really like intimidatingly beautiful, I think. And it's directed by Valdemar Johansson. And so that brings us to the end of today's daily. The last one with Pierre behind the controls. I don't know what kind of a sham of a daily we're going to be able to put together without you, Pierre, but I want to thank you very much. Thank you for joining us. Has it been a great experience for you? Has it been fun? Has it been all that you desired?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Especially because you give me space to introduce our new theme.
Yes, and also you've been a great sidekick behind those controls and contributing with your voice. Filippo's going to have to do the very same thing.
Yeah, yeah. I think he will help you, no? In the next days.
Well, yeah. And you know what I like about Filippo? He sounds like Roberto Benigni.
Kind of, yes.
All right, well, give it up. Our studio audience, give it up for Pierre. Give him a round of applause. And that's it, folks. Let me remind you to keep checking out this Facebook page, because we're going to have content coming your way all throughout the day, especially if you speak English and Italian. There's going to be lots of stuff happening. There's also lots of stuff happening on our Instagram. Check that out, too. And our website, fred.fm. Check out especially our English, our Italian, and our French channel. And I don't know whether we're going to be doing some Spanish stuff too, but listen, we're also going to soon be rolling out our Alfonso Cuarón interview from the red carpet. We've got a lot of stuff going on. Check out our YouTube channel. Anyways, listen, folks, stay healthy, stay safe, stay strong. Most importantly, stay cinephile. This is Matt McCucci signing off. Stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.